Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and 930. The answer to great radio stations all across the country, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget, everybody working out on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, as well as our suicide jockeys out there getting things done. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram over there, Captains, with an S in the middle, America, all one word, Captains America. Now, joining us in this hour, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is. Okay. They had a hearing yesterday. They've been having one all week. And the FBI director was there, and Christopher Wray. And, of course, what Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, is trying to find out is whether or not the whistleblower allegations that a supervisory intelligence agent opened an assessment back in August 2020 on was used by the FBI headquarters to label accurate information about President Joe Biden's son false. And this keeps coming back to Hunter Biden. A lot of stuff. I don't know if they're intentionally doing that or if it's just the way it's working out.
When you have these hearings, this was exclusively on Christopher Wray, which I think went on about 4.5 hours. They do it to put it on the congressional record. And not only, you know, for both sides, the questions that are being asked and the responses. But also the responses are provided by the witness under oath. So it's kind of a show thing, but it's also really for casting things in stone. Now, Wray was asked by several Republicans about the Hunter Biden laptop, and of course his response was always the same: we don't talk about ongoing investigations. He would not even confirm that the FBI was in possession of the laptop. He
right.
Didn't even say that. So therein lies, and it's a safe answer, but it's also a cop-out answer. Because we clearly know that the FBI has it. I would think that he could at least confirm it, but he wouldn't even go there. The other interesting thing that Christopher Wray was asked about is if the southern border is a national security risk. And he kind of, his initial response was a weasel response. but he was pressed on it, and he said it is a significant national security risk. He said that twice, but he had to be pressed on it. So that puts him, and of course he was very careful not to pin everything on Mayorkas, but nonetheless, he said what he needed to say, which puts him at odds with the Department of Homeland Security and the Biden administration over the insurgency that we have at the southern border. So at least we got that out of him. Then Senator Cruz, he was actually on a roll because he asked him about the whistleblower memos that were leaked to Project Veritas.
Right.
Showing how symbols / icons are deemed flags for militant, militia, violent extremists, whatever that is. And Christopher Wray said he was unaware of the memo, but he also kind of downplayed it in it wasn't as as significant in the work of the FBI as Senator Cruz was intimating. But the interesting thing is that it's on the record now. Then he discussed the weird case of the fellows that were arrested under the FBI investigation that were going to kidnap Governor Whitmer.
Correct.
And had two of them were found not guilty, and the other two, I think, were was a mistrial or something. I forget how that kind of shook out. But it turns out the lead agent in that case was promoted to the D.C. office. He's in charge of the whole office, and Ted Cruz went off on that one. So what we have is not only, I mean, we were talking about certainly the rank and file of the Bureau as being good guys and doing some great work. Well, they are, but there's some within the rank and file that are following Comey.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, good morning, Fred, down there in Fort Lauderdale. I'll read your message when we come back. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before we get back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for just a little bit more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers and growing. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all of that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance onto your car policy. And that will save you money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or call your local Geico agent today and set up an appointment. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Alrighty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I got something I got to say here for Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. We were talking a lot about Kentucky, and he heard us talking about that before the top of the hour, just having a little converse. He says, by the way, Captain, you can add St. Louis to the list of excessive rainfall. My family there in St. Louis said the baseball Cardinals home game scheduled there yesterday had to be canceled because of flooding in the area.
Huh. Yeah.
And I know it does flood around that ballpark. I've been down there before, so there you go. Because what's ominous about that is it's not that far away from the big old river. Gee whiz. Anyway. Okay, back to the drawing board here. We're hearing behind the scenes murmurings of the rank-and-file Democrats over the deal between Schumer and now Kersema and Manchin. And not everything is yet set in stone from what I'm hearing. I don't know. What are you hearing?
Well, it's kind of out there being reported. And there's a lot of pressure on some of these Democrats to not do this in the Senate side. And the reason is because it's a $1 billion for climate change that's in here. And it's destroying, it is meant to, also language to destroy the coal industry in West Virginia. So here's the, we can't afford this. If you look at the total landscape, we couldn't afford it anyway. And then again, as I said on your show yesterday, there's unspent money that came from COVID that, you know, that nobody's accounting for. So we just can't keep throwing money and money and money on top of everything. But we really have to look at the future here. And the future says that we really need to be funding our arsenal, our ordnance, because if you look at the landscape on a global basis, we need to have preparations offensively in place for what China could be doing. So the right argument, the right debate here to have with the Democrats is the social construct of what this Biden administration doing is not improving anybody's lives. You can throw $1 billion at climate change, but what's it buying? What's it doing? What's it fixing? Mostly it's just subsidies. It's kind of like a, you know, it just kind of goes around in a circle. But it's not improving anybody's life. Nobody's. But from a defensive standpoint, from any kind of military conflict or from hacking or national security when it comes to threats inside the country, that's where the concentration should be. But these climate change activists in the Biden administration, you know, they don't care. So that should be the debate, and not this whole social construct thing. They're going, you know, they're doing all this stuff with the IRS. They're doubling the size of the IRS if this thing passes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's because of all the spending. They feel like they need to go after everybody who's not paying their taxes. Well, you're not going to find a lot that aren't. And you, I would argue, you know, they're just going to do all these audits and whatnot. You know, the whole thing is like stupid.
All right, let's take a caller, see who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller, are you there? Caller's not there. Okay. So much for that, right?
I guess.
Okay, back to the drawing board here. The Turkish government has announced that three ships loaded with grain are going to leave Ukrainian ports. Now, they said ports, not port, but ports. So, with that being said, where do you think they'll get out like they should, or are we going to have missiles?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is grain again, what we've been talking about, correct?
Correct.
All right. But we don't know where they're headed, do we?
Well, I think that they're in some kind of a priority list, but I don't know what that one is. So, I don't know if there's... the first one went to Turkey, I think. Or where it went. I may be wrong on that one. But I don't know what the priority list is, but I do know that Africa is desperate for some of this grain. Absolutely desperate. But I have no idea.
Well, Africa generally, I don't know how many famines they've had over the years, but they've had plenty. Every time you turn around, there's something going on there, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so the growing climate in Africa is not conducive to what we're talking about here. But the people there just, they get dealt a poor deck of cards all the time, I guess.
Well, you know, if you want to talk about climate change, then go fix that. Because what ends up happening is if you've got, you know, these poor countries that are suffering and people are dying,
right.
What do? We don't fix the problem. We just send money.
Right.
So,
well,
you know, if Biden wants to spend, you know, billions upon billions on climate change, you know, where's it going? What's it doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, we mentioned our great governor earlier, Ron DeSantis, and what's going on there. And, of course, that's going to be a continuing episode that's going to play on. But we also need to mention Joe Biden declaring a new public health emergency about monkeypox just in time for the election.
Yeah, didn't I warn everybody on your show a couple days ago about that very thing?
Actually, you warned us last week.
Okay.
Yep, I remember because we talked about it, and I said, "Yeah, he's gonna. They got to come up with something."
Yeah. So he has a he put somebody weird, another activist in charge of the task force, and as soon as he named that person, whoever it was, I didn't recognize the name.
Just give him a hammer and sickle, and you'll recognize the name that way.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're all socialists, all of them. By the way, real quick, Mall of America, what happened there yesterday?
Yeah, apparently there were, in fact, shots fired. The mall was on lockdown. They cleared the mall, but it was closed for the rest of the night. They're still trying to find the person. But what's a little bit more disturbing is there was a parade. I think it was in Arizona late yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And a car drove through the crowd.
Killed six people.
An SUV. Yeah. Well, I don't know that killed six people, but...
Wait a minute. That was a car wreck where the guy blew the light. Yeah, okay. That was California, too, come to think of it.
Two passengers were in this SUV in this parade. So, yeah.
Well, they had a horrible wreck in California yesterday where somebody blew through an intersection and there was a whole bunch of traffic and wiped out a whole bunch of cars. Everything exploded around them, including the car. Six people died as a result of that.
One pregnant mother.
Yep. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. We'll have to talk to you tonight on the weekend edition. Looking forward to it. We'll see what we talk about then.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. You have yourself a great day. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, we'll have our pal Annie on the line. We're going to talk about pain, okay? We're going to talk about pain and what that can do to you and what you can do to help yourself. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Four people are in critical condition following a lightning strike across the street from the White House. A spokesperson for D.C. Fire and Emergency Medical Services have confirmed that two men and two women were transferred to area hospitals. A severe thunderstorm hit the D.C. region on Thursday. Police have secured the scene at a Minnesota Mall of America after it was placed on lockdown when gunshots rang out in the mall. Police confirmed shots were fired after video posts online captured what sounded like gunshots near the mall's Nike store. Police have confirmed that the suspect fled the Mall of America on foot. There have been no victims reported. Once the lockdown was lifted, the mall has been closed for the evening. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, this Veterans News segment is going to be a little different than some of the other ones you've heard. Brought to you, of course, as always, by National Aviation Academy, 1-800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. That's 1-800-659-2080. Now, we're going to be talking about pain and some of the things you can do for pain. I'm going to talk about me a little bit because I do have problems with pain, have had for a number of years. And the person I'm going to talk to about this is Annie Okerlund. Now, Annie, you heard before. She's the yoga girl, trainer, coach, call her what you want. I call her a guru, though. And she's with ExaltedWarriors.com. So, Annie, good morning to you, and thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Captain Matt. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling better. I mean, I told you during the break what they did again. And it's, you know, I understand that when you deal with a dilemma like mine or anyone else that's in, you know, got pain that they have to deal with, that there's different things that they have to do. And sometimes it's a trial and error type thing. Like we were talking about the compression socks. Well, I've got a compression, not sock, what do they call it? It's like it's a wrap. You put it on your leg and you zip the thing up and boom, there you go.
Right.
Yep. Which is helping me with my pain because my left leg feels a whole lot better than my right leg.
Yeah. And you've been in chronic pain.
Oh, God.
You said years.
Well, ever since the World Trade Center, since I got hurt.
That's a long time.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. That's considered chronic pain. Any discomfort that you experience more than 3 months, that's when we start calling it chronic pain.
Yep.
Go for it.
And one of the things that happened to me was I lost my ability to be able to motor around the way that I used to because I just wasn't able to do what I used to do. So I tried to adapt, improvise, and overcome by walking what I could before, you know, my legs would start to kill me, my ankles and all that sort of stuff. And I had a dog, so I pretty much let the dog direct me around and we'd go where he went. And then when he said he had enough, then I had enough and back we went. Well, a couple of times the dog outwalked me, so I had to stop and sit on a bench and go, okay, just a minute there, fella, I got to wait. But that's a great way to, you know, having a pet can actually help you like that. Now, unfortunately, I lost my dog a few years ago, but still, I do what I can while I can.
Exactly. And the frustrating thing with that is, as you said, when our pain and discomfort alters our ability to live the life that we want, we adapt and overcome. But in a lot of ways, a lot of people with chronic pain, their life begins to narrow. The window of what they feel comfortable doing or what they want to go do narrows. And what happens is that's when we can get into a really dangerous cycle of self-medicating or being medicated by opioids and things like that, which destroy our liver, destroy, especially if we become addicted to them, because pain is probably one of the sneakiest things that we have to navigate, because when we're in pain, the brain sends tons of signals like this has to stop.
Yeah.
And our ability to be patient and, as you said, try different things, get in, try this, walk, do your exercises. And it's really it's a slippery slope because we don't want to hurt ourselves even more.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes without moving, we know the body keeps the issues in the tissues.
Mm-hmm.
Is a way a lot of people say it. And we need to be able to move it out of the body because when it's a physical pain and we don't navigate it, then it becomes a mental strain. And that's when things get really tough. Even then something like we would look at restoratively, like sleep,
mm-hmm.
becomes so challenging because we can't get comfortable. If you bumped your ankle or your leg in the middle of the night, I'm sure that shot you out to the ceiling.
Yes.
And it's dreadful. And as a culture, we're in a ton of pain, which is why we see the opioid crisis, which is why we see self-medicating. And so many people, I mean, all of the legal medications, right? Even the legal self-medications, alcohol. And that's a terrible problem throughout our culture, but especially within our military communities.
Yeah.
How many people are, you know, I'm going to go drink a ton of bourbon just to fall asleep.
Well, and yours truly takes a product called Relief Factor, and I'm just going to tell you what's in it, and you can tell me why it's doing what it's doing. It's got turmeric, it's got resveratrol, it's got acarin, and it's got omega-3 in. And it's non-drug, there's no drugs in it, it's all natural. And when I take that product, it actually helps me.
Well, it's a big anti-inflammatory, the turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be so great for all your nerves, the nerve endings, because there's so many different elements of pain. When I worked at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in D.C., I was working in the amputee department, and so we're talking about residual limb pain, which really we've heard it as phantom limb pain.
Right.
And it's so interesting. Pain is fascinating because it navigates the nervous system, and you know how I like to talk about the nervous system.
Yeah.
What happens is the brain is sending information down the leg, like, hey, foot, we're going to do this. Well, if the foot or maybe even the knee are not there, what happens is that signal comes back as radio silence to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain starts freaking out, and it's like sending more signal. And what happens, since there's nothing there, the radio silence comes back. And that is just shows up as sometimes it's like a zinger, like that didn't come out well. But, you know, like sometimes pain is like itchy. Sometimes it's more gritty. And that is what happens with phantom pain. And so what's really interesting is breathing, quote unquote, this is what I tell my guys, in practice, breathe to your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always gotten, like, a couple comments like, man, my foot's in a wrap.
Well, that's some of what you offer, you know, the yoga that you offer is a way of relief. And just like sitting, you know, people that do a lot of sitting behind a desk or, I don't know, well, drivers can't do it. But if you sit under a desk for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, you can get those little rotator things down on the bottom and sit there and ride a bike all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
I mean, that stuff helps you. It works.
Absolutely. And breathing, you're taking a big inhale all the way down to your feet, spreading out your toes while you're in your shoes.
Yep.
You know, rotating your ankles, kicking your legs out in front of you, propping a leg. As you said today, you've gotten up and walked around a couple of times.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to use it or we're going to lose it.
Yep.
And keeping circulation flowing is going to keep the nutrients, bringing oxygen through the whole body. And that's one of the things that we try to do in our yoga practices.
Now,
because nobody wants to live in pain.
Now, your website, because you've got about a minute left here, your website is exaltedwarriors.com. They can go
no
over
S. Hmm? No S.
Oh, warrior.
No S. Just exaltedwarrior.com.
All right, listen to me. I've been saying that wrong. I'm sorry about that. Exaltedwarrior.com. Okay, but they can go over there and they can check it out, see all the things you do. They can sign up for a program or even come over and just watch.
We have community adaptive classes. We have one next Thursday at 10 a.m. Our facility that we're using is out of the International Institute of Orthotics and Prosthetics.
Uh-huh.
And it is over to the west of the airport, just off Memorial Highway, from 10 to 11 a.m., and it's a wonderful facility, and we have our community classes there, but a lot of our stuff is on Zoom. But if you don't want to do Zoom, you can also use over 150 meditations online for free. All of that is for free for veterans and their families.
And first responders, too.
Your first responders as well.
Don't leave us out.
I won't.
I qualify in two categories, so I like, you know. All right. Well, listen, Andy, I got the music coming up, but exaltedwarrior.com, exaltedwarrior.com. Go over there and check out Andy. And, Andy, we appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Captain Matt.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. We're going to come right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 3 for the day. We got to get this information out there about Kentucky. They got a big problem going on there, and you need to avoid Kentucky if at all possible. Especially
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Loving with a sister and a cousin on the street.
Aerosmith, and that's Walk This Way. And that brings us into this special add-on because Chris Markowski is not on this week. He'll be back next week from Europe. He'll be talking with us from Greece, calling in from over there. He had to take a week or so to get himself set up at the house that he's at and all that stuff. So we look forward to talking to him over there on him doing our regular segments before he comes back over here on vacation, of course, with the family. But gotta get into the weather, and there's a couple places where we got some trouble. And what we'll do is I'll read the statement, and then we'll go from there when it comes to the weather. Now, make no mistake about it, Kentucky is the bullseye again, and we'll get into that in a second, but I'm going to read the weather statement for the United States for today. The dangerously hot summer weather conditions persist in parts of the central and eastern United States with numerous record high temperatures, likely in the Northeast, especially going up the East Coast to the big cities, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Providence, those cities in particular. Now, the areas of heavy rain that are going to be out there are going to produce some flooding again in areas of Kentucky where it currently is flooding. In western Kentucky, they have a flood warning in a couple of different areas in western Kentucky, and I can see by looking at my map that has been moving a little bit, little by little, east all night long. That being said, there's also flooding going on out west in Arizona, in parts of California, parts of Nevada, parts of New Mexico where there's been rain. And, of course, when it's been so dry with the timber and the ground is barren and bare like it is, obviously you have situations where the runoff becomes a problem and goes down the wash. And I don't need to tell you the rest because you've seen all the pictures. Now, as far as traveling today, you guys up on I-40, you're looking pretty good. You might have some thunderstorms going across Oklahoma. Might be a severe one in there or two. We'll see. You're looking pretty good going across New Mexico out west, and the only place that you'll really have anything to contend about, if at all, will be right there in Oklahoma, central part of the U.S., where you could run into some bad weather. Now, again, that being said, we'll go up on I-64, and we'll start out with the obvious, St. Louis. Now, we heard from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He told us that St. Louis, his relatives had told him that they had some flooding and had to cancel the ball game because of the flooding around the ballpark. And, yep, I get that. I know that area, and I know it's low. So there you go. But in looking at the weather, you've got flooding in the western part of Kentucky, right there in the corner of Indiana, southwestern corner of Indiana. And it's a good stretch of area where there's flooding going on there, about 40 or 50 miles north, southeast, west. So be advised of that. So if you're traveling that direction on any of the roads over that way, north, south, east, west, you might want to keep that in mind. West Virginia tonight, we have rain that's over there in your backyard. So you're getting rain all the way over to Charleston, West Virginia tonight. Southern part of Ohio, to include Cincinnati, getting rain there today. And again, there's a couple of possibilities for 1 to 2 inches or more of rain to come down in certain areas where they don't need any more rain. Now, the East Coast, taking a look there, not only do you have the threat of record high temperatures going up from, Trenton, New Jersey, and then going on up towards Philly and going up to New York and Long Island and Connecticut, just pick a city for possibly setting record temperatures, Providence, Rhode Island, Boston. All of these are in the mix right now for possible record-setting temperatures today. But along with them, you had the possibility for a thunderstorm or two. And somebody said yesterday to me, they said, gee, we're lucky we haven't had any hurricanes. And I said, well, Have you seen some of these afternoon thunderstorms we've been getting with the sideways winds and all the rain that comes up out of nowhere and suddenly you got an inch of rain dumped in your lap? You know, that's kind of making up for a little bit of it anyway. But no, we've been real lucky. We haven't seen any foul weather yet. Hopefully it'll stay that way for a while. But traveling today across the country for most of the truckers except for I-64, I-70, I-65, I-55, let's see here, I-77 up in West Virginia, and I-79, you'll be all right except for those areas you might have some sort of delays or problems because of the heavy rain that will be coming down. So just be advised of that. Now, something else to ponder when you're out there driving around, the price of fuel. I'm going to tell you a little something that you probably aren't going to believe, but the price of fuel is coming down. It is indeed coming down. And I'm going to go over here to the telephone lines real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Petersburg.
Well, where have you been?
All over the place. Traveling and looking at all the taking down of the earth and the trees, which contributes to flooding in the meantime, as well as, am I the only one that's heard Lyndon Baines Johnson say these words, he who controls the weather controls the world? Didn't they make the monsoon season last longer in Vietnam? Do people remember that? if they control the weather back then.
They seeded the clouds, I know that.
Absolutely. That was then, 1960s. What do you think they're doing now? Look up, look at the chemtrails, and see what's going on in the sky. And you will realize until man gets his hands out of controlling the weather, you're not going to know what's left. That's how I feel about the weather these days. Even the heat dumps.
Don't go to Kentucky.
Well, just go to any website, look up some of this stuff, and see how they're intentionally making some of these things happen.
By the way, before I have to go to break, here's what man's doing to control oil. Brent crude, $94.12 a barrel. It's not been that cheap in a year. West Texas crude, $88.54 a barrel. Hasn't been that cheap in a year. Prices are going down. Wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery today, $2.79 a gallon.
Oh, goodness. And
there's an election, isn't there?
Well, and also, if you need electricity for air conditioning, forget it, because you're supposed to be buying an electric vehicle. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Captain.
Buy a fan. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. See you later. Okay. That's Mary. We haven't heard from Mary in a while. She's been out, as she said, driving around. No, I'm not kidding you, folks. Oil has dropped down like a freaking rock right now. And I know the election is right around the corner. I know exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to, with their buddies, manipulate the plan. They want to keep the Democrats in power so the Republicans can't go, well, look at the price of gas. Well, look at the price of gas. You get it down to $1.87 a gallon, we'll talk. Until then, it's too high. It's too high. I'll be right back. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America, Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.